Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us, and 24 hours from now, we will be on the beautiful veranda at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. Kevin and I will be there. Bob Buhner will be there.
And a very special guest, Steve, that you're not even aware of. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I think he started to ignore me already. Usually he waits at least a few more minutes.
At least for the
10 good IndyCar seconds is when he starts ignoring me.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Steve. Hi, Bob. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, me too, Bob.
our special guest and our fourth for the foursome will be my partner for football, Dick Hort.
Great to see you, Bob.
Steve, it's wonderful.
Well, you said get somebody that plays better than me, and, well, he plays a lot better than me. So
there's a lot of people on that list.
No offense, but, I mean, I could have walked in the streets of Sunbury and picked up some.
See, I figure with you, Horty, all I have to do is sit there and make a putt every now and then.
Dick's tremendous. I almost pulled out, but that's okay. I almost pulled out of the tournament. Woke up today and changed my mind, so...
Oh, good. The sun is shining.
I would have gone, but I... last night, you know, I mean... This is more than just... I've got a big cut on the forehead, and I've got a black eye and things like that. It's more than that. I mean, I injured my feet in this whole fall incident, where I it's pretty good chance that my left little toe on the left side is probably broken. I mean, it's about as black and blue as it gets, and I have a pretty decent sized cut on my right foot, and I didn't really realize any of that until last night after the show, and I started looking because my feet were so sore yesterday trying to walk, and I thought, okay, I mean, I must have done something once. I looked at it and went, holy mackerel. Well, then I checked the other foot, and I didn't realize I was cut. Well, we do have trainers around here, it's in such a way where I will be just fine. I'll be able to play tomorrow.
So, in other words, you're getting a cortisone shot. Is that what you're telling me?
No. I've got it, for example, my right foot is bandaged in such a way where it's not... it doesn't inhibit me, and it cushions it enough where the cut can heal.
You know,
on my left foot, it's done in such a way where, I'll be able to play.
You know,
it's no big deal.
The more cynical amongst the crowd would say that perhaps Steve is sandbagging a little bit for tomorrow because he found out Horty's in the foursome with Kevin, and he's trying to what's that phrase that sports broadcasters use? Downplay expectations.
I think when you see me tomorrow, yeah, I think you actually might ask why I played.
Well, that's true.
I was going to say that by your description alone.
You know, the good news is, Steve, Geisinger's only a mere 18 miles away, just in case.
Well, no, like I said, I was going to pull out of the... I was going to call today and pull out of it and just say, look, you guys need to find somebody else as of last night. I woke up today, and I felt 75% better than I felt yesterday.
So you're not a game-time decision anymore, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, after everything that happened yesterday... I mean,
right. Absolutely.
I mean, because I've been looking forward to this and had it circled for a long time about playing in this tournament. I mean, this is a big deal to me, and I really enjoy it a lot. And all of a sudden, after this happened, I mean, and again, when I went through the show thinking, I'll be all right. But then when I actually, because I really had not checked out The only thing I checked out is the gash I have on my head, you know, and so forth, and you know, and I checked that out, obviously. But like, there are other factors. Like all of a sudden, like last night, I'm like, you know, why are my feet so sore? And of course, you know, let's face it, you're playing golf here. I mean, at some point, you got to get out of the cart and you got to walk over and hit the ball. You know, and that's when I discovered how, you know, how much on my left foot. I mean, you're like, holy mackerel, did I do there? And then I didn't really know about my right foot until I took a sock off and walked a little bit, and there was blood on the floor. I'm like going, what the heck? Ooh. So I thought, oh, this is just great. This is just great.
I just checked out the Vegas lines, and we were 5-2 with Horty and 100% Jones and Mahoney. Now we're like 3-1. We dropped a little bit.
Ooh.
It's not quite, the odds aren't quite as good.
So I'm saying if I had felt today like I felt last night, I would have dropped out of the tournament. But I feel 75% better today than I did yesterday.
By the way, it sounds like I'm not being sympathetic. I'm very glad you're playing and you're able to play. I was actually worried about you last night. I had thought about sending a text to see how you were feeling, and I thought, nah, if he's just trying to get some rest, I don't want to bother you.
It's thoughtful.
No, I got a lot. I got a lot of rest last night, but I mean, I've got a. The whole thing was bizarre. I've never.
Did the trainer clear you though? We have not gotten. Yeah. I mean, the reporter and the broadcaster and me wants to know, have you been cleared to play?
Bremer told me to go play, baby.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
So that's good.
We can take him
Tim
off
said
the.
Yes.
Yeah, we can take him off the NFL Sunday probable list.
He is now likely.
He's likely.
Now, yeah.
Likely
he goes from questionable to probable to likely.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking by tomorrow, with this improvement in his condition, holes in one are in jeopardy.
I'm just saying, prepare yourself when you see it. I mean, it looks like I got beat up a little bit. So
now, with your condition, do the USGA rules allow you to play from the red tees in this situation?
Good.
No,
point.
I'll play from the reg. I'll play from the freaking blue tees you want me to. They just all I know is, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. It's just all I know is that chudder thing ain't gonna be used.
Chudder time, baby. It's chudder time.
I can see Dick rolling his eyes right now.
Mahoney oh, no. Horty's seen the chudder. He knows.
Yeah, so the three of us, and we all looked at it, we wanted banned.
Yeah, you didn't look at it when it knocked it 3 inches from the cup, and all you had to do was tap it in for bird. You were excited about the chudder then.
Steve, there's a note from Horty here.
Not really.
A note from Horty says, what have I gotten myself into?
What have you gotten yourself into?
Yeah.
Well, prepare yourself for a lot of laughs.
No. There's a rule. I already talked to him about this. I said, you and Jones cannot bust on me at the same time. You have to alternate holes.
Are there...
I have bad news for you, okay? unlike Donald Sterling, I didn't sign anything in advance.
Right.
Okay? Okay, so forget it.
Are there still openings available tomorrow? Tomorrow
morning.
In the morning.
Not afternoon. Afternoon's tied up.
And if one wants to play, who do they call or what do they need to do?
There is the possibility that you may be able to get one in the morning. It is very, very tight right now, and you can call Bonnie at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA in Sunbury for more information.
Okay, just wanted to get that out for any duffers out there that are looking forward to seeing Steve Jones tomorrow that get a chance.
Oh yeah, that'll be a throw for him. Again, I look like. You
can
know,
I sign your cast?
Thank good. There's no cast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can see why. There's no way I'd be on TV right now. Just the way it is.
Thank God we got that blue white game out of the way.
Yeah. So.
That's right. That's a wide shot of just barely him leaning out of the box. So it's not really a big.
Yeah. Wide shot. Wide shot. I'd be okay. Wide shot, I'd be okay.
Yeah,
close
be
up,
right.
Well, you know, the close up looks like Tyson got to me
in the first round.
Were you part of the Mayweather 47 second bout or something like that?
I didn't even know how long it lasted.
Mayweather 36 minutes. No, it was 36 minutes in the fight. Earned $70 million.
If you break you break that down, that's $14,815 a second.
No wonder he wants to buy the Clippers.
Yeah, because he can.
Right.
Two more fights and he can buy the NFL.
Right. Kevin Durant, MVP, NBA, fine. Mark Jackson out as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. A little bit of surprise there. And it's interesting how the NFL, no matter what's going on, owns the cycle consistently. You want to know why? Because the NFL it brilliantly understands the psyche of people. They understand that people are A, in the moment, and B, always looking forward. That living in the past is not a big thing with today's society. And they get it. So no, Super Bowl's over. Okay. So what's the next thing? Combine. What does the combine mean? Well, you're looking at guys that could potentially play for you. Future. Then it's free agency. Signed him. He's going to be good for us. Future. Okay. Next thing they do is, after individual workouts, they release the schedule. Future. Okay. Now the NFL draft is this week. What's that about? The future. And then you have training camp. What's training camp about? Optimism, future. It's all about Kevin loving the month of August, literally.
Yes, that's his month.
Looking ahead.
But I'm not joking here. That was not meant to be a one-line joke. Kevin makes a point when he talks about how August is his favorite month. And what's the big thing about August? Because he's looking forward. Right? Letting the process play out's not a big part to him. It's the anticipation of it.
I was going to just say it's the Heinz ketchup commercial, anticipation.
Right. And I mean, that's what it is. It's the anticipation of what's about to come. And the NFL plays that card perfectly. They also have the card that they played that college football has already made, quote, stars out of several of these guys. Jadeveon Clowney is a star player already without playing it down in the NFL. Johnny Manziel is a star player without playing it down in the NFL. Sammy Watkins is a known entity star player without playing it down in the NFL. Now, the NBA should technically have this, but the NBA draft has too many picks that are foreign picks. And sometimes you get one like, well, they picked him, but he won't be able to play for 2 years. You're sitting there as a fan going, he can't play for 2 years? What the heck is this draft? Now, the NBA draft will be a little different this year. Jabari Parker, Wiggins, Randall, some guys that you've just watched play in the NCAA tournament are now going to be part of the draft. That changes the dynamics that you're going to get a guy who's going to jump in and play for you, so that gives you anticipation. When you go through the NFL draft, there'll be 240 to 250 guys drafted. Of those 240 to 250, a minimum of 200 will be playing in the NFL. A minimum of 200 will make the team and be playing. That's why they own this thing. Baseball, we talk here all the time about look at all the guys that have gone from here to the major leagues. A Tony Watson, who's been a dynamic relief pitcher with the Pirates, Alan Craig, who's an all-star with the St. Louis Cardinals. But Alan Craig played here in 2006, right? It takes a while in baseball. That draft comes and goes. Now, here in State College and in Williamsport, we get excited about the Major League Baseball draft because we know the college players in that draft will be playing in State College at Williamsport 10 days after they're picked. In the majors, you don't have that. See, the NFL, they've got so many things working for them.
It is the big time.
But they own the cycle.
Yeah.
They own it. Baseball used to own it. Okay? Baseball used to have the playoffs, the World Series, and then they'd announce the Rookie of the Year, each league, 2 days. Then the week after, the Cy Young, 2 days, each league. Then the MVP, and then they'd have the winter meetings. You know what baseball owns today?
Well,
a steroid story.
Yep. Little tar.
That's what they own.
Little tar on the neck and a few other things like that.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, hopes were dashed in the previous half hour. Excited that Dick Court's going to be playing golf with us tomorrow. I thought Kevin was going to drop out in favor of Jack Nicklaus the way he announced it.
It's all about the buildup. Now you just took all the buildup away. Man, you are terrible at this promotion thing.
We're not going to have a gallery. What the heck? What the heck do you care?
You don't know that.
You don't want a gallery.
My kid might take the day off from school. No, he probably wouldn't forget.
You don't want a gallery. You get nervous to begin with.
Only on the first tee, because that I never, ever get off the first tee well. Yes.
Really? Could revise that?
No, I don't. I never get off the first tee very well.
What about 2 through 18?
Oh, they're hit and miss, but the first one I consistently struggle because it's the first swing. It's in the morning. You're a little tight from the day before of taking all the swings with a bucket of balls you hit. You know, things don't get loosened up right away. You get into hole number three, and then it starts to feel really good.
Okay. Let's invite everybody out to the third hole to watch you swing them.
Well, our third hole may not be the third hole.
We'll tell them where it is.
See, that's why I never like starting with a shotgun start off a par five.
Why?
Because I just told you you don't get off the tee very well on that first hole, on that first drive.
It's a scramble. Does it matter?
Well, maybe you have the same problems. Did you ever think of that?
There are four of us.
You're right. There's Mahoney. I forgot. Yeah, that ends it all right there.
I'm saying. You have never understood the concept of team golf. You never have. It's all about what shots you make. Seriously.
It's because mine don't get used very often. So when I make a good shot, you want it to get used because you want to be able to participate and say, hey, I was a part of that birdie. But every birdie we had last year, I did not have a single swing in them.
Yeah, I know. But 2 years ago, I'm playing a good round of golf. Okay? I would bet any amount the way I played that day, I probably would have shot, 81, 82, 83. Right? Mahoney played really well. Drew played really well. Okay? In fact, I think we ended up winning something, didn't we? I hit the ball into the lake on 17. Does that sound right? Right? That sounds right. Isn't it a lake on 17? Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's the one right in front of the tee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either 16 or 17. Right. I'm confused now. But yeah, there's one right in front of the tee, yeah.
And you jumped up and down. You're all happy.
No.
We're on the same team.
No. Hold on. No, that's not the... I know the one you're talking about. You're talking about the one that has the pond at the end of the fairway.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you don't. What you did not explain in this story was the fact for the last three holes, you were reminding me that you've been playing the same Tony the Tiger ball all day long, whilst I have gone through an entire dozen. See, that's the part of the story you failed to mention.
We're on the same team.
No, watching that ball go into the hole, go into the water was the best part of the entire day.
Not one of us wanted the other guy to lose a ball. If we wanted you to lose a ball, why did we look?
Because you felt obligated. And then I believe the line after that was, listen, you've lost so many already. What does one more mean? Let's continue to play. Just drop one. Here's a ball. Drop it.
Yes, because we're wasting time.
But, you know, I have seen this Tony the Tiger ball all day. It's been, I found it three times in the rough. It was nice to see the ball go away after I lost my entire dozen. All right. Is that unfair to be of a teammate to do? Probably. But I still don't feel any regret or remorse for it.
So in other words, if on a potential touchdown pass in the end zone for Danville High School football, your kid trips and falls, are all of us supposed to go, hey, that's great? Or are we supposed to be good teammates and hope that he makes a great play on it?
Well,
I just want to know what your judgment. I want to know what your judgment call is.
Actually, I'm too busy calling the game, so it doesn't matter what's happening there.
For goodness' sake!
Which is why he won the award from the Pennsylvania Association
of
Broadcasters.
Thank you very much.
Diligence. Hey, can I interrupt this segment?
Please do.
For some important news that is, I would say, of value to the tens of thousands of amateur wrestling fans throughout the central Susquehanna Valley. Tomorrow night in New York City, there will be a dual meet, USA versus the world. I think it will come on television on Fox, Pittsburgh, or Root Television after the Penguins game. And it features two great Penn Staters, Mr. Taylor and Mr. Ruth.
Yeah.
Fresh off their NCAA tournament wins, and they will be representing
USA. David talked to me about this.
Did he? What did he say?
This was back. We were doing the For the Future campaign, and David was one of the guest speakers, and I had to introduce him. And we were talking a little bit. I said, "So, what do you have coming up?" And he told me about the one he had in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he wrestled well in that. He didn't win.
Well, he wrestled Jordan Burroughs, who's the best in the world.
Right.
Ouch.
And then he was looking forward to this deal in New York because they're going to wrestle Iran, right?
I think it's a cast of international wrestlers. I don't think it's just Iran, but it's it includes Iranians, obviously. They're one of the best in the world.
And this is good for him because he's trying to get himself deeply embedded into the freestyle game. especially with 2016 coming up, and maybe even more importantly down the road, 2020 coming up.
Well, you know, he went out to Las Vegas and
freestyle wrestling is an older man sport.
Yes. He went out to Las Vegas, wrestled Jordan Burroughs, who I believe is a gold medalist, among other things.
Yes.
And he had Burroughs down late in the match, and literally the crowd was on its feet, and Jordan Burroughs, as he's done from time to time, pulled the chestnuts out of the fire, and I think he scored two takedowns, including one at the proverbial buzzer, to narrowly defeat Dave Taylor. And as an aside, a good friend of mine from this area was at the Penn State wrestling banquet this past weekend, and he's a big fan. He goes to nationals every year. Has been doing it for many, many years. And he spoke to me, wanted me to pass on how eloquent David Taylor was at the wrestling banquet. That this is just not only a phenomenal athlete who has set all kinds of records, but a bright, articulate man who more than adequately represents Penn State.
Well, I mean, this was a deal where he was going to go to Iowa State.
Yeah.
And when he had verbally committed to Iowa State, and then when Cale Sanderson took the Penn State job, he then, because the entire idea was to follow Cale Sanderson and go where he was going to go. And it worked out perfectly for the two of them, with national titles, two for David Taylor and four overall for the team.
Yeah.
That's right. Hold on. It's a team championship.
Oh, it is.
Team.
Oh. And
amazing how the team thing works, huh?
How many Penn State wrestlers have been on?
I bet David Taylor rooted for Nico Megalutis.
I don't think Nico Megalutis said, "I pinned seven guys in a row. How many guys have you pinned?" No. I was. Let's see. What's the word I'm looking for?
Petty?
No. Okay. No, that's not that's the word. That's not word, the petty. Word.
Petty's a good word.
That's why Kevin announces basketball and I announce wrestling.
I was enticed.
Okay, now, here's
I was
the
enticed
next,
to do that.
Here's the next one. The Big Ten announced today the 2017 tournament's going to be at the Verizon Center in D.C. And this is a great move by the Big Ten. There was one point where I felt that the Big Ten early on in this process, before they made the jump to Indianapolis, I did an interview with the Chicago Sun-Times, and they were asking all of us various questions. One of them was about where should the tournament be, and I said, "Well, the Big East has New York." I said, "The Big Ten has Chicago. You should use it." Well, it's jumped back and forth between Chicago and Indianapolis, and in fact, the upcoming season it's going to be in Chicago. And then in the 15-16 season, it'll go back to Indianapolis. Now they announced today it's going to the Verizon Center in D.C. for the 2017 season. And I think it's a great move on their part to do this, because I think what we're seeing is that there's only one Madison Square Garden. There is not another Madison Square Garden or mecca of college basketball or mecca of basketball in this country outside of Madison Square Garden. You have great venues all over the country, but there's only one Madison Square Garden that just seems to have a feel and a mystique to it. Madison Square Garden is to basketball what the Rose Bowl is to football. It's Fenway Park is to baseball. It's just certain places that have, that just have that feel. And Madison Square Garden is the only place in this country that has, in my opinion, that kind of feel, mystique to it, and so forth. It's not like it's the Hall of Champions, obviously. The Knicks have only won two.
It would be tradition-laden, I think, is the phrase that comes to mind.
Right, and it's special. When they brought the NCAA tournament there this year, it was tremendous. The games were great. You had UConn there, so they had a home court advantage, and the place was alive. And when Madison Square Garden is alive, it is a special place to watch and announce a game. There's no question about that. But there are very few meccas like that. So the Big Ten has done what they needed to do, Bob. And that is to move this thing around. I also think that the next step for the Big Ten that you're going to see, because the Big East has the Madison Square Garden locked up to 2026. Kevin hates this. I know. He hates this. You mean it's locked up until 2026? He doesn't like that.
Well, no, I don't mind it if it's something like this, but when you lock up your schedule to play somebody till in 2034, it's a little ridiculous. But if you're going to lock up to play your championship game at one location, that's all right.
What should they do, Kevin? What should they do?
No, I'm okay with it. Like, if you want to play the Big Ten, like the Big Ten championship game for football is in Indianapolis, you want to lock that up for 20 years, I don't care.
Okay, you're so rooted in tradition, the NFL never should have expanded.
I questioned Jacksonville when it happened, but that's a different story.
And they never, based on the Kevin Herr model of sports, we should still have one American League, one National League. Man. They should not, okay, no divisions, no additional playoffs. The two teams play. Oh, and by the way, we'll play the World Series in the afternoon. That's neat listening to it. No, that's not how America works. You got to be able to get it. Okay. You got to be able to get it.
Are you done now?
I'm just saying you don't get it.
Okay? No. You completely mischaracterized what I said. I don't care where you play your championship game. If you want to lock it in for 20 years at the same location, great. But don't schedule a team 30 years out. That's just dumb.
Okay, who does that?
I'm exaggerating, obviously.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
Like, I think there was talk about this today on Dan Patrick's show. You know, should they move? And there's been discussion about moving the NFL draft out of Madison Square Garden and moving it around.
Why? What do you mean, why? Why? Guess what? If they move it to Pittsburgh next year, guess where you and I are going to be? Okay? We're going there. We're taking the show there. And guess what? The people of San Francisco don't deserve to watch the NFL draft? The people of Arizona don't deserve to watch? You know, only the people at Radio City Music Hall get to go to the NFL draft?
I have never wanted to go to watch an NFL draft live.
Hey. Guess Never. What? You don't think the fans of Pittsburgh wouldn't want to go to the Heinz Convention Center and watch it?
I've never wanted to go.
They don't deserve it under the Kevin Herr model.
No, I'd rather
Kevin
watch
Herr
it
model
on,
says
no.
that the Kevin I, Herr model says nobody's allowed to have it except New York.
No, you don't understand. I don't care where they have it. I'm not going to go. They could have it 5 miles away from my house, and I'm not going to go. I'm going to watch it on television because it's better to watch it on TV. I get all the analyst view. I get all the videos. I get all the in-depth analysis. I get the look into the draft room. I don't get any of that when I'm at Radio City Music Hall waiting for the commissioner to run up.
Well, you know, you don't get those selfies with the draft pick if you're not there, Kevin.
That's a good point.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's brilliant on their part. Again, a forward thinking as opposed to in the mud.
Well,
I mean, you can't get anywhere jogging in the mud, Kevin. You can't.
But again, I'm not saying anything against it. I'm not saying they should or they shouldn't. I'm saying personally, it doesn't matter.
It's brilliant. Move it around.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying about this. Okay, the Big Ten basketball tournament. Okay, Penn State fans. I've heard people say, oh, they're never going to have it around here. Well, it's going to be 3.5 hours away now instead of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 3.5 hour drive as opposed to 9. Perfect. Put in the Verizon Center for 1 year. That's great. Okay, D.C., and guess what? It's a destination for people.
Yes.
Right? If you are an Iowa fan or you're a Michigan State fan or whatever, you can sit there and say, you know what, I really want to go to the Big Ten tournament in 2017. Because they didn't lock it up for 5 years there. They put it there for 1 year. Well, guess what? You know, in March, seeing the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Capitol, the Jefferson Memorial, the Smithsonian, and so forth, it's a great destination trip in combination with basketball. The Verizon Center is downtown.
It is right downtown, not far from the Smithsonian, and it's in itself a great venue.
I've done a game at Verizon. I think it's a tremendous facility.
And
the other part too is I think they're going to take the Big Ten football championship. They got two more left in Indy. Two more left to Lucas Oil. I think you might see a play to put it at MetLife Stadium.
Now, Kevin, remember
now. Okay, there's a big difference between the first week of December and the first weekend of February.
But the Big Ten championship game and the Super Bowl, things like that, that's different. I don't mind moving that around, but the NFL draft, it's the NFL draft. I'll watch it on TV, listen to it on the radio, I'll feel fine.
Yes, everybody will. But guess what? You move it around.
Okay.
Because New York isn't the only place on the planet.
I'm saying I don't care. That's fine.
People at Pittsburgh will come out. The people at San Francisco will come out. Arizona will come out. They'll come out to see it because they're just turning it into, that's fine.
People want to be part of the event.
You know, wait a minute. We can't have that. Steve just likes the game. We don't want to be part of the event.
But fans do like the event side of things. They like to feel a bit of ownership of the
game is the event. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about tossing a beanbag into the clown's mouth here like you want to do. Okay, I mean that kind of silliness is like, okay, fine. But hey, everybody, let's toss a beanbag into the clown's mouth.
I think moving it around.
Let's go to the game.
I think moving around makes a lot of sense, and I think it makes a lot of sense for the NFL to do that. I'm just saying, me personally, that wouldn't make me go or not go to the NFL draft.
I think if you're a big fan, I think if it comes into your place, you know, look, all you need is a room, 32 tables and 32 phones. We're done.
What if you had it in now I realize this can't logistically would be very difficult, but what if you had it in the city who had the first round pick? Or had the first overall pick, rather. Not the first round, but the first overall pick.
The issue is booking it.
Yeah. Right. The logistics are a problem.
The issue is booking it ahead of time. Because, you know, take, for example, if they wanted to go to Pittsburgh, the Heinz Convention Center, call it up online, you can see they probably have some stuff already lined up into early next year. I mean, it's just a question of availability.
Yeah, I realize the logistics part of it would be difficult, but that would be an intriguing idea.
First of all, it is a great idea. I agree with your idea. It's just the problem is everybody books so far ahead. It's like scheduling a team 5-6 years from now, sure. So you get it locked up so somebody else didn't take it. All right, we'll come back with more. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, we head to the top of the hour. Next hour, Kevin will explain how sports should be in the 1950s.
No, I'm going to pick the entire Steelers draft by position.
Bobby Lane at quarterback, John Henry Johnson at running back. It'll be Kevin, a 50s outlook on sports in a modern era. That should be quite a segment. Afternoon World Series games that nobody can see. Fabulous.